CBS Eye on the World with Bob Zimmerman, a fundraising week for Bob Zimmerman's Behind the Black. Your generosity most appreciated. Any donation or subscription is welcome. However, over $35 is a bonus. One of Bob's books, all of Bob's books are available. Pioneer, Leaving Earth, the story of Apollo 8, which is called Genesis, and most recently, Conscious Choice. We go now to the payoff, which is what all these boosters are about, all this rocket engineering. And part of the payoff is the magnificent James Webb Telescope that took very long time. It cost a whole lot of money. And now we get to worry about its instrumentation. Bob, what is the mid-infrared instrument?
James Webb Telescope has a series of infrared instruments that look at different wavelengths in the infrared. You've got the mid, you've got the long infrared, you've got the short infrared. These are all not visible wavelengths. They're all above the red spectrum that we can see, but they have a variety of instruments to cover different resolutions, different wavelengths. And so one of those instruments that does medium resolution spectroscopy about in late September, it exhibited what appeared to be increased friction during setup for observations. In other words, they shift the instrument to see different things in spectroscopy, and they call it a grading wheel. And I'm not going to go into the specifics of what that is, but they noticed increased friction. And so they ceased using that particular instrument. And now Webb has got like four different instruments at different wavelengths, so it can still do observations. But they ceased using that mid-infrared instrument while they tried to figure out why the increased friction was occurring. Now, it appears they have at least figured out the problem and solved a workaround. Some of this is technical, their descriptions. I'll read it. The team concluded the issue is likely caused by increased contact forces between subcomponents of the wheel central bearing assembly under certain conditions. And what they did is they looked at that, they figured out a plan to try to reduce that increased friction, and they then did an engineering test to see if their fix around worked, if it met their predictions in terms of friction, and it did. So they are going to resume mid-infrared observations with this spectroscopy instrument beginning this coming weekend, and so we're in good shape. The Webb is back to full operation at this moment in time, and it doesn't appear that the issue is going to be a significant problem. This particular issue is going to be a significant problem down the road.
Not to forget Hubble. Bob is the biographer of Hubble, and Hubble's taking a picture of a spiral galaxy. Is that what we look like, Bob?
No, actually not. They think, and of course we must remember, we don't really know what the Milky Way looks like because we're inside it, so we don't have any pictures. But they think the Milky Way is what they call the barred spiral. In other words, it'll be a central nucleus with two major arms coming out off a bar in the center. And the picture that I posted on Behind the Black here is a spectacular image of pretty much a standard spiral galaxy that looks like a whirlpool. What made this image interesting, besides the fact that it's just spectacular, is that it was a long exposure by Hubble. They pointed Hubble at this particular galaxy for a combined 15 hours of observation time to collect as much information as possible. And this will allow them to do a lot of different things with the data. They can get better information about the distance to the galaxy, which of course is going to be used to measure distances to other galaxies. And of course they learn things about the star formation processes in the galaxy, which all tells them a great deal about stellar evolution as well as galactical evolution. And from my perspective, what's really important is that this is just amazing imagery of the universe. As one of my readers noted, what's really amazing in this picture is the number of background galaxies behind this one, which just tells you just how amazingly stupendous the universe is, John.
Yes, NGC 7038 is the name of the spiral galaxy. And somewhere there is John asking Bob, is that what we look like, Bob? Looking in the Milky Way, and Bob saying, no, we're a regular whirlpool spiral galaxy. Finally, Bob, the rocks on Mars are odd. They're just odd, Bob. There's no other way to describe this.
Yes, I have a picture of him behind the black, showing some rocks that Curiosity has taken at its base now in Gale Crater on the foothills of Mount Sharp. And the image is just, it's once again, this is the kind of stuff that creates commercial tours in caves in the United States, in the world. But here it's out on the surface. You couldn't get this on the surface, really, on Earth. And it's just telling us once again that Mars is an alien place. The low gravity, the thin atmosphere, the cold temperatures produce things that are not like on Earth, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Special fundraising week for Bob Zimmerman. Any donation or subscription is welcome. You get a book for more than $35, one of Bob's tomes, especially as available as the biography of Hubble, which takes this spectacular picture of us looking back at each other. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.